This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Deadly East Coast storms, flooded roadways, power outages, and flight delays. Verdict for a Marvel actor.
Convicted of harassment and assault.
Pope approves blessings for same-sex couples.
Provided there's no confusion with the sacrament of heterosexual marriage.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Deadly storms pound the East Coast, flooding roads and knocking out power from Jacksonville, Florida.
Just in the mountains of West Virginia, I've seen things like this, but not in Florida.
In Gorham, Maine.
I don't have water coming in yet, but the roof took a hit, and it's not much of a fun day out here.
More from CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Georgetown, South Carolina was swamped.
We were well prepared for 4 to 6 inches of rain, and we had 12.27 inches of rain.
A reported tornado touched down briefly near Myrtle Beach, and winds up to 100 miles per hour flipped cars, destroyed businesses, and split open homes.
At least two deaths have been reported in Maine and Massachusetts. Marvel cuts ties with actor Jonathan Majors after a New York jury convicts him of assaulting his ex-girlfriend.
I'm Peter King. The jury convicted Majors of assault and harassment, but acquitted him on a different assault charge, as well as one of aggravated harassment for hitting his ex-girlfriend, severely twisting her arm, and breaking her finger. Majors claimed that Grace Jabari attacked him and that he acted in self-defense.
There are facts on both sides.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This wasn't a slam dunk for either side, and his attorneys certainly had something to argue here.
Majors is due to be sentenced February 6th.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Bahrain announces a new international mission to counter attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. Countries including the UK, Bahrain, Canada, Italy, and Norway will protect transiting ships, with some conducting joint patrols while others provide support. Delaying its holiday break, the Senate is back in session trying to reach a foreign aid and border deal. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There's going to be debate over detention and deportation policies. There's certainly going to be acrimony and debate over what powers to grant amnesty or parole is given to the president. It's not just an issue of immigration. There's an issue of separation of powers and of executive branch powers.
President Biden is looking for a deal with Republicans to unlock his request for more Ukraine aid. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs into law sweeping new powers that allow police to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally.
The goal of Senate Bill 4 is to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
Court challenges are expected. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up a fraction. NASDAQ jumped 91. Now this.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Hunter Biden will make his initial court appearance on tax charges on January 11th in Los Angeles. The president's son will be arraigned on 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor tax offenses. Reaction in front of New York St. Patrick Cathedral to word that Pope Francis is allowing priests to bless same-sex couples.
Love is love, isn't it? We've been together 41 years.
Long overdue.
The Bible just says that you shouldn't do that.
CBS's Anna Matranga in Rome.
The Vatican released a document containing guidelines for priests to bless same-sex unions. Pope Francis had said in October that gay unions could be blessed, provided there's no confusion with the sacrament of heterosexual marriage. The new ruling elaborates on the Pope's words, saying that none of the clothing, gestures, or words that resemble a marriage rite may be used.
At least 95 people are killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in northwest China, and a volcano in Iceland erupts on the Reykjanes Peninsula. Grindavik had earlier been evacuated. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A once popular YouTube channel host will head to prison, CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A Utah mother of 6 who gave parenting advice via a once popular YouTube channel called 8 Passengers has pleaded guilty to 4 counts of aggravated child abuse for abusing and starving 2 of her children.
Your signature represents to the court that you've read it carefully, that you understand what you've read, and that you agree to all of the terms. Is that all accurate?
Yes.
Ruby Frankie's YouTube channel started in 2015 and lasted 7 years. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The CDC is seeing an uptick in severe obesity among toddlers on subsidized government food programs. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently released updated draft guidance outlining a more aggressive approach to treating children with obesity, such as intensive behavioral therapy, which may include working with dietitians, mental health care providers, and trainers or coaches.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters who managed to shut down the busiest bridge in Northern California last month are now appearing in court. KCEBS's Matt Bigler says they vow to continue their activism until there is a ceasefire in Gaza.
The 80 activists who blocked all traffic into San Francisco on the Bay Bridge are facing 5 counts each, including false imprisonment of commuters who were stuck in traffic for hours.
And we're going to stop business as usual, no matter what it takes.
The protesters' attorney, Rachel Letterman, says charges should be dropped because this was an act of nonviolent civil disobedience.
No one was harmed. Some motorists were delayed, but it's pretty inconvenient for the people of Palestine to be suffering.
San Francisco's DA says the exercise of free speech cannot compromise public safety. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, December 18th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker. The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.